I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we're going to catch up with the coach. Actually, coaches, plural. Last night, the Knoxville girls basketball team fell to PCM 48-38, and we talked to both head coaches following the contest. First, we'll hear from PCM head coach Sammy Allison Rodriguez, as interviewed by Clayton Sampson, followed by Knoxville head coach Matt Richard.
Coach, you want to walk me through the game a little bit? I know you guys, you know, you struggled. You had a little bit of a drought there in the second quarter, but for the most aspect of the game, you know, shot the ball pretty well tonight. Just some turnovers that needed to be cleaned up a little bit, but really good effort tonight by your girls.
Yeah, I mean, we hit some big shots. Our freshman, Lila, stepped up and hit when we needed it. Tori got hot. Addison came in late with a couple threes. That was really helpful. We talked about those turnovers at the end of the game. We definitely need to clean that up because we knew they weren't going to give up. They're a really strong, physical, good basketball team. So to come in here and steal one from them, we need to take care of the ball better than that. Defensively, I thought we were pretty locked in, so that felt good.
Yeah, you know, you talked about the defense too, and that was something that we talked about a little bit after last game, that, you know, you guys are a good defensive basketball team, and you've shown that at least over, you know, your time here, but scoring the basketball is something that you've really wanted to work on. How did you guys kind of get a little bit of a confidence back tonight?
We just had a little bit more of a flow tonight than we did the other night against Sheraton. We're just going to keep getting better a little bit at a time with our offense. Defensively, we know we can lock people down. Offensively, it felt a lot better tonight. I mean, obviously hitting those shots, but Becca had a couple great post-ups in the post. And we've got a new offense, so it's going to take us a little bit to settle in. And we got a couple sets in today that look good. So offensively, it felt good tonight. I mean, we'll take 48.
Yeah, is that something that you got to feel out a little bit in terms of if you want to, you know, move that ball around the perimeter or if you want to get in the paint? Because you guys really just got to the line that one time tonight.
Yeah, it was a really fun game. I thought both teams played well. They made a run. We made a run. Luckily, we just had a little bit more at the end. But I think if we score 48 every night, defensively, we can win games.
You know, Coach, if you kind of frame this game up a little bit and you look at, you know, obviously you haven't looked at the tape yet, but if you go and look on that, what would you say is an area that your girls did really well at tonight?
I thought we boxed out and rebounded really well. We knew that was a big, big thing. Number 24 is an amazing offensive rebounder. And our girls locked in on it, so I think that was big. We wanted to limit turnovers, which I thought we did good until the end. Sorry.
And you guys, you know, you looked at your roster. You guys had a very young team, and especially with Lila Milani, the freshman. You know, is it kind of one of those things where you do have Elle Davis, the senior, but a lot of other girls got to step up with kind of that leadership?
Yeah, Elle leads whether she's on the floor or not, and then we've got a really good junior point guard that has a lot of experience, so Addie does a really good job of keeping the girls together. And Becca had a really good volleyball season that just rolled over to basketball for us, so her confidence is building, which is fun to watch. But Tori, Lila, Addie, to be able to have three guards on the floor that can handle it it's magic for me as a coach.
Coach, any kind of final thoughts on the win tonight and then as you guys head into Pelletrician?
We knew this was going to be a battle. We didn't play as deep as I wanted to because I just couldn't. I just knew they were going to come back. So I'm proud of the girls for being gritty and getting it done tonight.
Joined now by Knoxville girls basketball coach Matt Richard as Knoxville falls on Tuesday 48-38 in their season opener to PCM. Matt, frustrating night tonight. Just, I guess, first of all, the ball refused to go down on the cylinder for you.
Yeah, one point in the first quarter, I believe it was. That's not going to win you too many games. They came out just, you know, the speed of the game was fast. It's hard to replicate it in practice. We had the same issue on Friday against Atoma. I think the game was just so fast. And we have to try to find a way to replicate that as much as we can leading up to the games. You know, and we have some three freshmen playing, stepping into key varsity roles. I know they're talented, but it's going to take time to adjust. I know that they've played at a high level, and they've played obviously a lot of middle school but in travel ball as well. But you have to – it's just an adjustment anytime you go to a varsity sport. And they'll get better. It's not on our freshmen, don't get me wrong. But, yeah, we just have to improve, especially offensively.
But I thought also on another key was – and this was something I think was really frustrating everybody was, and this is an effort thing – rebounding. There were some times they got three or four chances on offensive possession.
I don't think either team did a particularly great job defensive rebounding. I felt like in the first quarter that Brittany and Hannah had probably 10 offensive rebounds combined. But, yeah, you're right. We did not rebound the ball. You know, we went to a box in the second half. We went to a triangle in the second half, and I told the girls that was my fault. We hadn't repped that in practice. We've been focusing so much on our pressure man-to-man defense that I haven't put in a secondary defense yet. So I was kind of on the fly, but our man-to-man defense wasn't looking too good, so I felt like we needed to switch up something, try to get them off rhythm. And then to their girls' credits, Lindsay and the freshman, Milani, their complementary players were really, really talented. Obviously, Steenhoek's a very good player, but I thought the girls that really were the key difference in the game were Lindsay and Milani. They hit key threes at key times, and obviously Steenhoek's going to get her. She's a really good player, but yeah, we got to rebound the ball way better.
You got it down to 1 point at the start of the third quarter, and what was working in that? Looks like you were driving, and you know, shots started falling a little bit more for you.
Well, coming out of half, I drew up a set that we hadn't run yet in games. Well, I guess we have had the scrimmage, but we repped it once in practice. But I went back to it. I have, like we were talking about before in our preseason stuff, I have a couple different things, you know, in your back pocket as far as drawing up. So we got that bucket right out of half that Abby made the layup. And then our defense, we got some key stops. And then we started the second half with box and one, and probably not the best coaching. I told them we were only going to do it one possession, and I stayed in it. Then when we switched back to our man, our matchups got mixed up. And to their credit, then I think it was Milani hit the three-pointer. She's going to be a good player for the next 4 years.
Looking after the Chiefs scrimmage and this game, what are you learning about this team? You mentioned maybe, you know, for some of the girls right now, the pace of the game a little too quick. That'll come, obviously. What else are you learning pretty quickly here in the first week or so?
You know, just we have to figure out our roles. Last year, you know, Emma calmed us down. And everything, I was just really comfortable with the ball. And I trust Abby 100% handling the ball. She's a phenomenal, phenomenal player. But we just have to gel. We have to, you know, mesh. I like how we're trying to look at the ball inside. That's been a point of emphasis. But I think that we maybe did it a little too much. We had quite a few turnovers looking there on the pick and roll. When maybe we should just go clear it out and create more space. But, you know, we'll reevaluate everything. But at the same time, I'm not going to put too much stock into one game. They're a good team. They're going to win a lot of games. They played right with Sheraton last Friday. I told their coach that I, from watching that game, I honestly thought that they were the better team in that game. Sheraton just does such a great job down low and playing defense. But yeah, PCM's going to win a lot of games. I don't know who the favorites in the heart of Iowa is, but I'd put them up there with them.
Not any time to rest. You got a pretty good Bondurant for our team coming here on Monday, and I think you mentioned, you know, the school may not be in session on Wednesday, but you're practicing on Wednesday.
We'll be here, 9 o'clock right now? We'll be here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., and then I'll give them Thanksgiving off, obviously, and Black Friday give them off, and then we're back here on Saturday, Sunday, in preparation for Bondurant, a good 4A team, another Steenhoek, this time a post player. She's a heck of a player down low. So we intentionally wanted that game early in the year to get us ready, obviously, for the conference season. So we will definitely have to be ready to go for them. They're a great Raccoon River team.
All right. See you Monday.
Yep, thanks.
That's Matt Richard, Knoxville girls basketball coach, as the Panthers fall on Tuesday night by a score 48-38.
And that was Catching Up with the Coaches on today's Lely Radio Sports page. PCM girls coach Sammy Allison Rodriguez and Knoxville girls coach Matt Richard.